Great. Okay. Thanks, Judy. Spike here. So, on different hands, you are.
Why is that?
Because I'll need this hand in a minute. Okay, so the thing is, Spike was wondering what people have bought their mums today for Mothering Sunday, or what they might have received today on Mothering Sunday. So, has anyone bought their mum anything today? You are a miserable lot. You don't deserve your posies. Give them back. Right, okay. Has anyone, did you get your mum anything for Mother's Day? What did you get her?
Some presents and a card.
What were the presents?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you know, you've not had them. They're a secret. Well done. You made a card. Oh, lovely. That's very good. Very good. Very thoughtful. Well done. Oops, check that. Okay. Anyone receive anything today for Mother's Day?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, go on.
I got a book.
Oh.
And a plant.
A book and a plant. Oh, very good.
I got a lovely bunch of roses.
Ah, very nice bunch of roses. Anything else?
I had some flowers.
And you had some flowers?
Yes. And two cards, Spike.
Ah, two cards. Yes, two cards. Yes, yeah, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Lovely. Okay. Okay. Lovely. Okay, well, some good things. But imagine that it's Mothering Sunday and you wake up this morning and you realise that you've forgotten that it's Mothering Sunday. You've been too busy, distracted, thoughtless, and you've spent your money on essential things or important things or complete tact. And you haven't actually got your mother a present for Mothering Sunday. So, you've got nothing to give her. Oh dear, Spike. Oh dear. But I've had an idea. An idea that might just get you out of a hole. It is that you could do your mum a little booklet of vouchers. Of things that you could do. And look, I've printed off for you here some rather nice vouchers. There we go. Yes, they haven't got anything on them. We need to put some things on the vouchers that you are going to promise to do for your mum, okay? So, I'm going to pop you just over here for a minute, all right? Because actually I will probably need both hands. So let's put you there. All right, and what things, because they say this voucher entitles the bearer to, what things shall we sign Spike up to do for his mum? So can you think of anything that would be nice for him to do? I mean, there could be all sorts of things, could be helpful things or nice things, or what could Spike promise to do for his mum?
The washing up.
The washing up. Oh, yes, that's a good idea. Okay, washing up. Lovely, there we go, washing up, so we've got that there. It's quite hard to get Finley to do the washing up from America, isn't it? Okay, and a whole generation that's grown up with dishwashers. Right, okay, so we've got washing up. What else? What else?
Remember to say thank you.
To remember to say thank you? Ooh, that's good, isn't it? Yes, remember to say thank you. Sometimes children forget, don't we? Okay, right. Okay, remember to say thank you. There you go, we've got that there. What else can we get put into Spike's book?
Tidy up.
To tidy up. Yes. Yes. Okay, there you go. To tidy up. Always very useful. Tidy up after themselves and after us would be quite nice as well, wouldn't it, really? So there we go. You can choose. Lovely. All right, what else? We've got a couple more to do. Cuddles. Ooh, that's a good one, isn't it? Cuddles. There we go. That's good. Cuddles. Okay. And one more. One more. What else should we have in our voucher book? You can't think of anything else that you'd like your children. Put the washing machine on. And load it. Load, yeah, because it's the two things that they load and put on the washing machine. There we go, load and put it on the washing machine. That's fantastic. Look at all those. So let me just stick that there. So we've got, what have we got? Let's turn it on. We've got load and put on the washing machine. We've got tidy up. We've got remember to say thank you. Do the washing up. Cuddles. So that's quite a nice little booklet of vouchers, isn't it, that Spike can give to his mum. I knew you'd come up with some really good ideas. Thank you. Well done. That's brilliant. All right, you sorted? I think he's gone to sleep. Right, okay, never mind. There we go. But the thing is that actually, and I don't want to discourage, you know, planning when it comes to Mother's Day, or Father's Day for that matter, but the voucher idea might be a bit better than what we normally give. Because think about it, many mums will get a bunch of flowers, or a box of chocolates, and a card first thing this morning, but by lunchtime, if they're lucky, the kids will be fighting, or sulking, or arguing, or talking back to you, or stomping off, or refusing to help, or actively disobeying your requests. And that's just those of you that have got grown-up kids. The love and the joy and appreciation of mothers on Mother's Day can be pretty fleeting, can't it? The vouchers, on the other hand, they could last for quite a while. You know, you could cash some of these in 2 or 3 years' time. Yeah, there's no best before date or expiry date on these at all, is there? You could spread these out over a whole decade. Who knows? They're just there to cash in whenever you want. And the thing is that that's very similar to our fourth R, because we're looking at those R's from Romans in the run-up to Easter. We've had three so far. Let me remind you. The first one, we saw that as human beings, we're inclined to rebel against God. Second, we face the reality that it's not just them over there that rebel against God. It's all of us, including ourselves. But then thirdly, we heard that that was the reality. Then thirdly, we discovered that actually, despite that, God rescues us. So three R's: rebellion, reality, and rescue. And our fourth R today is rebirth. Now, being a mum, I think, is incredible. It must be amazing to give birth. It also looks quite scary and painful, so I'm not volunteering. That's a respect for you there. Can you imagine what it would be like if men had to give birth? You know what we're like when we have a cold. You know? It just must be amazing. Your job is to give birth. My job is to be there going, you can do it, thinking, I'm blooming glad I don't have to do it. But there you go. Incredible. It creates an amazing bond between mother and child. Now, don't worry. I'm not saying, with our fourth R being rebirth, that you've got to give birth again to your children. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, you don't need to do it again. But Paul, writing to the Christians in Rome, says that we all need to be born again, as it were, to be born to a new way of life. He says, if we're Christians, then we've died to our old way of life, and we've been reborn to a new way of life. We can't go on living in the way that we used to. And Paul says that God gives us a reminder of that in baptism. When we think of baptism, sorry Spike, I'm going to bore you again. Oh, here we go. God says that when we think of baptism, he doesn't say that. When we think of baptism these days, we think of the vicar sort of standing with a small child. Like we had last week, sort of, you know, over here by a big kind of stone sort of tub that's got a bowl in it with some water. And then the vicar sort of gets a little bit of water and just pours it on the head of the child. And it's all very sort of serene, hopefully, most of the time. But actually, that's not what baptism was like in the Bible times, or for a lot of people in different churches. It's different. Actually, what that was like was someone would be a believer, they'd have come to faith in Jesus, and they would go down to the local river. So you go like down to the Nen. 2.5 years, I've stopped calling it the Nen. So they'd go down to the river Nen, and then what would happen is there'd be a sort of an established believer, and they'd take the new believer, and they would kind of swoosh them down into the river, down into the water, like that. And then, hopefully, they would then lift them back up again into the air. That was a bit traumatic, yes it was, wasn't it? There we go. So that was what baptism was. And it symbolised a cleansing and a refreshing, but it also symbolised dying to an old way of life, going down into the water. If someone takes you down into the water like that, then that's kind of a bit dodgy, isn't it? A bit dangerous. Don't try this at home, okay? But then being raised to a new life and taking that first sort of breath, sort of start starting a new, fresh life, a new life again with Christ. You need a bit of a rest now. Yes, okay, well, I'll pop you back. Okay. And Paul says that's what it's like being a Christian. And baptism is a symbol of that. In the message paraphrase of Romans chapter 6, it says this: that's what baptism into the life of Jesus means. When we're lowered into the water, it's like the burial of Jesus. When we're raised up out of the water, it's like the resurrection of Jesus. Each of us is raised into a light-filled world by our Father. So we share in Jesus' death and in his resurrection. And that's what Jesus meant in our gospel reading when he talked about being born again. We sometimes get a bit scared of the phrase being born again, because it reminds us of those people we've seen on the internet, those sort of American preachers who talk about, you're being born again. Brothers and sisters, you need to be born again. Now, actually, maybe not in the way that they necessarily always mean, but in a sense, they're correct. Because Jesus himself said, didn't he? Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. Born again, but born again, dying to an old way of life and being born to a new way of life. Now, it's very unlikely that our mums will disown us if we behave badly this afternoon. That's not an invitation to try. Okay, don't put that to the test. But Jesus says, unless we die to our old godless way of life and we're born again to a God-centered life, then in effect we'll disown ourselves, we'll disinherit ourselves, we'll cut ourselves off from the kingdom of God, promised freely to those who claim to have put their trust in Jesus. That's why rebirth is important. If we say that Jesus is our Lord, but we don't die to our old rebellious way of life, we'll be just like children who give their mums a lovely bunch of flowers and a nice card first thing in the morning, but then by the afternoon they're throwing a tantrum or refusing to help and no longer behaving as if they love their mums. So being born to a new way of life means living in an ongoing way that honours God. It means being the best present for mums on Mother's Day is to be consistently caring and loving and thoughtful and honest. Likewise, in Romans, Paul says, if you've been born again in Jesus, you've been set free from sin. You don't want to get tangled up in it again. Count yourselves dead to sin, says Paul, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. What Paul is saying is you've been made alive with Jesus. Why do you want to die in your sins again? Keep on living. You see, the flowers, they're lovely, aren't they? They're all dying as we speak. And they will, no matter what flowers you get. They will all die, won't they? It's all that stuff on the news yesterday about the, you know, they've managed to grow some saplings and do some grafting from the tree from the sycamore gap. It's alive. No, it's not. It's dead. Those are other trees. You're looking really sad when I say that. I've just traumatised my wife. But all plants, all flowers, they all die eventually. The chocolates, they're lovely, but they'll get scoffed quite quickly. The wine, you might have chosen a really lovely wine, it'll get drunk quite soon. And the card might be lovely, but it's not going to last forever. It could get creased or crumpled, or it could get, you know, lost somewhere, it could get popped in the recycling, or, you know, you can't keep all the cards that everyone always gives you. You know, it might get eaten by the dog. We saw a thing, well, it was our dog's birthday earlier on this year, I saw a thing, and it was cards, birthday cards for your dog, which were edible by the dog. They were designed to be eaten by the dog. And I thought, yay, no, that's a crazy idea. Once the dog thinks cards are to be eaten, all cards will be eaten. So maybe you've made that mistake and your Mother's Day card will be eaten by the time you get home. Who knows? Anyway, but the thing is, all those things won't last. But actually, wouldn't it be incredible if we took this voucher And we did these vouchers for our mums, and we said this voucher entitles the bearer to load and put the washing machine on always. Ah. Now that becomes really good, doesn't it? This entitles the bearer to tidy up always. Well, it's to sort of ask someone to tidy up always, isn't it? To tidy up always. To remember to say thank you. always. Ah, not just once. To do the washing up. Always. And of course, to give cuddles. Always. It's not wanting our children just to be slaves. We want them to love us, and we want to love them back. And that's how it is with God, isn't it? Look at those. You know? So there's things here that are just kind and nice things to do. To do the washing up always. To tidy up always. To load and put the washing machine on always. But then also to remember to say thank you always. And to give cuddles always. That is a really good booklet of vouchers, isn't it, to give. And that is what it means to be reborn as one of God's children. To in effect give God a voucher booklet like that. To always love him, to always honour him, to always glorify him, to always worship him. To die to sin and to be born again and be alive to God in Christ Jesus. Always. So let's not just fob our mums off with a gift and a card and then disrespect her and dishonour her tomorrow. That's just rude. And let's not behave in the same way with God. Because he loves us so incredibly, we heard last week, didn't we? At just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly rebels like you and me to rescue us from sin and death. He loves us that much. Let's show him that we love him back. Let's die to that old rebellious way of life and let's live that new life of love and light and hope and grace as the children of the God who loves us even more than the best mother could. And they love us quite a lot. Amen.